The moon in astrology represents your memory and how you digest experiences that have already happened. It reveals your manner of reflection. Of course, this includes your link to your mother and the subsequent habits and bonding which evolved. We often think of the moon as representing our capacity to nurture or be nurtured. This includes our eating habits, our degree of good health, and our capacity to nurture our own children. This is the most insightful focus in astrology because it reveals the source of problems in your health and vitality. Difficulties in absorbing food and accepting affection are lunar problems. Allergies often show themselves in a horoscope. Any assessment of nutritional needs would be greatly improved with a consideration of one's moon sign. The moon reveals our feelings and sympathy links. These are the links that one only reveals if one lives with someone else. Family members usually know you for your moon sign and for eating or living habits. How to change one's habits and live a more wholesome lifestyle becomes the main challenge of the moon. One's sense of security and intuitions are also linked to the moon. The 12 different types of and attitudes towards a woman's menstrual cycle are clearly revealed, and usually with some reflection and nutritional advice, even the most intense mood swings can be toned down. If you live with someone, you will have to get along with their moon and its idiosyncrasies. Many people actually manifest their moon sign more than their sun sign. To find one's moon sign, however, it is necessary to look it up on a reference book or ephemeris for the day and year you were born on. This is usually done by getting your horoscope calculated. The moon cycle is 28 days, and that means about 50 moon crises per month. This means we experience about 1,000 moon cycles in a lifetime and over 50,000 lunar crises of about 4 hours duration. We usually see these as food or health-related problems. We get too sleepy or hungry, or we get indigestion or domestic disputes. The moon measures domestic stability and dietary well-being. Many of the difficult effects come from undernourishment or emotional instability. For example, very few children can successfully study or socialize if they are undernourished or come from an abusive home situation. To make anyone secure, you must allow them to rest and then feed them. Once the basics are provided in a regular manner, then it is possible to develop other valuable habits. Sometimes our instincts are right on, and sometimes they lead us astray. This is our constantly changing but fascinating relationship between nutrition and lifestyle. When secure, a good moon aspect will let us reach out with our feelings and nurture others. A difficult moon aspect will confuse the issue and cause complications.